Hello, race fans, and welcome to Disc Golf Daily. It's Wednesday, April 24th, and I've got a favor to ask. I want you to go and rate our podcast. It is best to do so before you listen to today's episode. Just kidding. No, but seriously, please go rate it and then come back and listen. This apparently helps us as much or even more than letting your dentist know about us. But please let your dentist know about us also. We will get you caught up with disc golf news and growth in about 10 minutes. Wednesday is one of everybody's favorite days. It is PDGA Cash and PDGA Growth Day. But first, the news. The Champions Cup at Northwoods Black starts tomorrow. Couple quick notes. Hole 12. Stats, I think PDGA Stats put out a list of every MPO player who has birdied hole 12 since 2021. There are three players I want to call out in particular because they've birdied it twice. Ricky Wysocki, Anthony Barella, and Garrett Gerthy. Watch those guys on hole 12. My second thing to note, the old guard versus the young guns. Okay, here's your top five at the Music City Open, which just happened last week. Simon, Paul, Ricky, Chris Dickerson, and Big Germ. It's like 2017 all over again. Here's your top five in Pro Tour points so far this year. Anthony Barella, Gannon Burr, Nicklas Anttila, Ricky Wysocki, and Kyle Klein. So with the exception of Ricky, we've got five old guys and four young guys. So we're going to knock Ricky out of the equation. Who are you taking at the Champions Cup? Are you taking the old guard or are you taking the young guns? You got Simon, Paul, Chris, and Big Germ versus Anthony, Gannon, Nicklas, and Kyle Klein. You make the call. Also, Champions Cup is free this weekend on DGN if you are a PDGA member. It is time to crown more PDGA champions, and they want you to watch. And if you're not a PDGA member, it's a good time to renew because they have that whole renewal raffle thing going on with thousands of dollars in prizes. So link up your PDGA account with your DGN account and you get to watch free. You don't even need to subscribe to DGN this weekend. Things we are watching for, can Kristen stay hot? Will Isaac show his skill in the woods and repeat? Ricky plays well at Northwoods. He's birdied 12 twice. He's probably the best over the past 3 years at that course. Cole Radalyn tore it up last year. Actually, maybe that's a good podium on the men's side. We're going to do Ricky, Cole, and Isaac. Another question is, will Calvin show up? Should we have discussed him more in this episode? And lastly, on the men's side, how will Eagles' inaugural event of the 2024 campaign go? I would expect the expectations are low, so this might be a good first test that doesn't put too much stress on his body, as most of the lines are tight and technical, and not too many expectations on how he finishes. Anyway, we'll be watching and rooting for Eagle and his return. On the women's side, Missy has played well at Northwoods, and Owen has a great control game. Maybe that's a good podium on the women's side with Kristen, Missy, and Owen. And the last thing we're going to be watching for, will Nate Heinold make an odd decision that we all are discussing next week? Find out starting tomorrow on the Disc Golf Network. And if you're a PDGA member, link your accounts and you get to watch for free. And happy days, we have our first sponsor, Boder Brothers, the makers of Birdie Pro, as well as Standby, Old Biddies, and Make That Flight, have a little contest for us. The person who sends us the best answer, which may or may not be the right answer, will have their answer read on the air by me and will receive a free Birdie Pro game courtesy of Boder Brothers. Email your answers to discgolfdaily@aol.com and go buy your copy of the game at boderbrothers.com or your favorite disc golf retailer. The question of the week. Have fun with this one. Why does Castoplast have disc names that are all four letters? We are looking for the best answer, which may not necessarily be the right answer. Thank you, Boder Brothers. We're happy to do this weekly contest with you. Our number three news story, Maple Hill Tuesday Teams League. This is an interesting one. Maple Hill is partnering with Resonate for an interesting disc golf league. Check this out. 9 weeks, teams of two play handicapped singles. Every round is PDGA rated, and you don't have to be a PDGA member. There are no extra fees since Resonate is covering all PDGA fees. Additionally, Resonate and Maple Hill are providing three buffets during the 9 week league. Yep, free food plus weekly prizes plus $100 given out to the best round relative to your handicap and the winner of the putting contest. Lastly, there's a 100% payout. So if they get just 10 teams, first place will win $600 with a total purse of over $1,200. This is a really interesting idea. I like the idea of Maple Hill partnering with a local business to make a team league. Plus, I like the idea of committing to 9 weeks with a buddy on your team. It just feels like more fun since you're actually rooting for them to succeed in addition to yourself and your team. More details at the link in the show notes. If you want to play Maple Hill Tuesday Teams League, sponsored, presented by Resonate, go sign up today. Our fourth news story of the day, the PDGA Global Board of Directors candidates, they're still making calls for this. The PDGA seeks, quote, highly motivated, active members interested in guiding the policies and strategic priorities for the global governing body of disc golf. If you want to be involved and you've got the chops, put your name out there, link in the show notes, help us grow the sport. And this is a global thing. Woof. And our last news story of the day, shout out to Green Splatter. Their article today really, actually, I guess it's yesterday at this point, really struck a chord with me. One throw is all we need. So another great article with an amazing ace video, unlike any I've ever seen before included in the article. You've got to go see that. Anyway, Lucas's overall point, no matter how bad a round is going, one shot or one hole can negate all of the negativity. He has a great story on that as well. Stay in the game. It has a lot to give us. As do you, Lucas. Thank you very much. Now let's get to some PDGA growth numbers. All right, here we go. We're well into spring and we should see some numbers improving now. PDGA top cash earners. On the men's side, Anthony Barella, over $41,000. Gannon Burr, over $32,000. And Nicholas Antola, over $22,000. Of the three of them, Anthony Barella, with 12 events, is averaging almost $3,500 per event. Pretty amazing. On the women's side, Kristin Tatar, Owen Scoggins, and Evelina Solonen at $30,000, $22,000, and $20,000, respectively. On the women's side, Kristin Tatar, with 7 events and over $30,000, is averaging almost $4,300 per event. That is amazing. And regarding the top 20 PDGA earners, at this point in 2023, they'd earned just over $250,000 through 7 events. Through the first 7 events in 2024, our top 20 PDGA earners have earned almost $340,000. That's like $85,000 more or so. Over 33% growth. Nice job, 2024. The ratings cash line at the Music City Open for FPO and MPO was above the yearly average. On the women's side, it was $945 to make money. And on the men's side, it was $1,020. Although that is actually only 1 point above the average. But still, that's above the average. Team cash earnings. At the last event, Discraft won the team money race, coming in over $18,000. Innova, just under $13,500. And MVP, just shy of $11,000. And as far as top cash earning teams, Discraft leads the way, just over $100,000 for their whole team. Innova, over $78,000, and Discmania at $57,000. MVP has moved up to 5th place with that win by Simon. And now to PDGA growth. We do PDGA approval, PDGA events, PDGA attendance at those events, and current membership. BDGA approval growth. This is for discs and baskets approved. About maybe a month, month and a half ago, we were running at about 50% of last year's pace. We are now at 70% of last year's pace. So a significant improvement. Last year at this point, 274 discs and baskets had been approved, and 187 have been approved this year so far, although we are catching up. Regarding event growth, we continue to grow. We're 2% above where we were last year. Last year, we had 2,744 events at this point, and this year, we're at an even 2,800. And regarding event attendance, as we all know, because we've been listening for the last few months, in 2023, we had 58.6 people averaged attendance at PDGA events, and this year, we're just under 54, so about a drop of 7 or 8%. So we need to start getting more and more people at the events. Actually, that number's been coming up as the spring has sprung. Current PDGA members, 102,528. I need a better monitor. Estimated total members at the end of the year, 133,743. About 2% off last year's total. The current highest PDGA number, 285,786. We are really close to 300,000. And new members in 2024, 9,710, almost 10,000 new members this year. And our estimated total new members by the end of the year, 22,306. Actually, looking at those numbers, that's about 15,000 above where we are right now. And we're at 285,786 is the highest number. I am estimating that we will just barely break 300,000 by the end of the year. Wow. That does it for us today. If you have any thoughts, news, or opinions, shoot us an email at discgolfdaily@aol.com. Have fun, throw them straight, and hit the thin gap. Yeah.